Northwest cities, including Seattle and Portland, are awash in great restaurants, and these venues must compete for attention from a highly discerning crowd. Online rating sites such as Yelp, Google, and Foursquare are making those customers even more discriminating. You can even pick up those reviews as you walk down the street. But as correspondent Julia Flutsch reports, there are some downsides.
I'm caught in the lunchtime crowd at downtown Portland's Luc Lac Vietnamese Kitchen. I'm with one of the city's most prolific restaurant critics.
I have approximately, today, 585 reviews.
This is Sherry Seacrest. She doesn't work for The Oregonian or Portland Monthly or any food magazine. She's a Yelp reviewer. With every dining experience, she takes very careful notes. She tells this story.
I went to this one sushi place and we were getting all these samples. He's a wonderful chef. And we were talking to him and just filling up a rapport. And he didn't know I was Yelping or anything. But he was turning me on his samples. Well, he was also charging me.
Seacrest says she wrote a good review of the place, but she did warn her readers to watch out for the chef's samples.
Well, the next time I went in there, he treated me like royalty. I got so much free food out of him. I'm really sorry. I didn't know. I didn't mean to do it that way. In fact, my husband was with me, and he went, boy, you were like a queen or something in there.
And that's just a small example. Another avid Yelper told me she once heard from 6 restaurant owners in a week. Online reviews are making a huge difference in how small businesses operate. Julie Bond owns and manages Serato Restaurant in Northwest Portland. She uses the reviews in 2 ways, as a marketing tool and for customer research.
If we're getting consistently negative comments about one type of service or one something that's happening a time of day, then we can actually affect change immediately. And we do. We've used a lot of, I've taken reviews into our staff meetings and said, now this has been coming up consistently. Let's solve it.
But sometimes the problem gets resolved and the negative review still hangs around, permanently. Take Gigi East Indian Brow Design in Northwest Portland. It specializes in the threading method for hair removal. Owner Gigi Polk has experienced the wrath of one bad reviewer.
They were doing a lot of construction on Northwest 23rd, and a client came up, and she was definitely very frustrated because she couldn't find parking, and that was reflected on a review that she did.
But here's the thing. The construction lasted 2 months and ended 3 years ago. Another complaint. Yelp deemed a third of her reviews as too positive and tucked them behind a filter.
The reviews were objective. Clients came in here, they got the service, they liked it, and they wrote the review. So when I asked, I'm still puzzled. I don't know what they're using to filter these reviews, but they're out there.
Yelp doesn't disclose how its filter process works, but the company maintains that it protects against fraud and abuse. Despite Polk's problem with online rating sites, that's where she gets about half her business. And her reviews are good. Last fall, Harvard Business School professor Michael Luca looked at just how much online reviews matter. He examined Yelp's impact on Seattle restaurants between 2003 and 2009. He found that each star on Yelp's rating system makes quite a difference.
What you see is that 1-star increase leads to roughly a 5-9% increase in revenue.
And Luca discovered that it's the mom-and-pop shops that get all the benefit.
Yelp ratings matter for independent restaurants, but do not affect the sales of a chain restaurant.
Luca believes online reviews are leveling the playing field for local joints, and the increased exposure could change the balance of independent versus chain restaurants in the future.
Yelp is able to cover more than 70% of restaurants in Seattle, where my study took place. By contrast, more traditional sources of information cover only about 5% of restaurants.
These days, Yelp is facing a lot of competition. Not long before Marissa Mayer became the new CEO of Yahoo, she directed Google's effort to seriously expand its local business outreach. Portland was one of Google's test markets for its online rating product. Other sites such as Foursquare, City Search, and OpenTable are also vying to be the first stop for hungry consumers. As for Yelper Sherry Seacrest, she not only writes reviews, she also reads them.
I've given only one star, and part of that's because I also look at Yelp, and I don't go to places that look bad already. You know, so right away I'm like, I don't want to waste my money and time at a 1-star place.
And more restaurants are making sure they don't fall in this category. I'm Julia Flutsch in Portland.